Thank you so much. And again, thanks for the opportunity to be here in this beautiful place. And I want to also thank the co-sponsors for this event, who are, just in case I don't want to leave anybody out here, the Institute for Policy Studies, which was very, very helpful throughout in arranging venues and handling a lot of the local issues we had to deal with in Washington, as well as Friends of the Earth, the International Center for Technology Assessment, Global Exchange, Public Citizen, and the 50 Years is Enough Network. And you'll hear from representatives of all these groups while you're here. It's great to see you here. We're going to be capacity full today, for sure. As many of you know, this event was actually sold out almost 2 weeks ago. People will be arriving all morning. And we regret, actually, that we're not going to be able to accommodate more people today. We did try to scramble around over the last week to find an additional venue. And actually, we did arrange with another church just nearby, the First Baptist Church, which is showing a video feed of this event as well. We even tried to arrange additional events at George Washington University Gymnasium, which holds 5,000 people, and probably would fill up in the evening. But as we were negotiating the deal, the police closed down the campus for public events. It's now off limits. And so our apologies to everybody who's not going to be able to get in today, and there are going to be a great many people. Of course, this is the first big event following Seattle, and that was a tremendous victory for most of us. And many people here on the stage and in the room and who are still to come later in the day, you deserve the credit for that. Somebody's phone is going here. And you'll hear a lot from them today and over the weekend. It was a great breakthrough in Seattle, but globalization, of course, is a many-armed creature, and one victory just leads us forward to the next battle. The WTO is only one part of a global triad, or iron triangle, or triple threat, or some say unholy trinity. We've been hearing all these terms to describe it. That also includes the World Bank and the IMF. They all operate in utter secrecy. They're unaccountable to democratic processes. They place the welfare of corporations as a primary value. And they all share a faith in the same ideology of corporate-driven free trade, privatization, deregulation, unrestricted export-driven growth, destruction of local economies, forced conversion via structural adjustment of local and national economies to export systems with absentee owners, global corporations. Most appallingly, they do all these things in the name of helping lift the poor and expanding economic opportunities for people, and continue to say that. But as we can clearly now see, exactly the opposite has been the case. These institutions have presided over a truly disastrous combination of results: environmental destruction on a nearly planetary scale, deliberate undermining of the ability of nations to be self-reliant on food or other key needs, deliberate promotion of debt dependency on banks, destruction of public institutions for public health, social services, education, and many more, and the achievement of the greatest rate of growth in separation between the wealthy and the poor within nations and among them, with growing poverty, hunger, and landlessness, and an endless number of other effects you'll hear described today and tonight. We're hard-pressed to imagine how a global economic system, if it had set out to harm people and harm nature as its goal, could have done a more effective job. They claimed free trade would bring a utopia, but it's clearly a utopia for corporations that they had in mind. It's time to say enough is enough. Now we see that under pressure, the bank and the IMF are themselves offering compromises and solutions. But we don't think that the people who caused the problems should be the ones to provide the solutions. The people you'll hear this morning and over the weekend and all day have better answers. 50,000 people in Seattle understood all this. And partly because of them and the great solidarity among third world countries within the meetings, the WTO got nothing that it came for. No new round of negotiations, no expanded powers, no expanded services or agriculture deal, no free logging agreement, no new rules on biotechnology that would have prevented nation states from banning biotechnology, no return of the draconian rules of the MAI, no universal codification of a ban on all taxes on e-commerce, which would have absolutely devastated third world countries and small businesses here and everywhere. No codification of the WTO's superiority to the multilateral environmental agreements, such as the Kyoto Climate Change Agreement and the Montreal Protocol. The WTO ministers got nothing in Seattle. Once they were calling the WTO the new constitution for a global society, but they're not saying that now. The WTO was wounded in Seattle. It may never be the same, and now it's our job to keep the pressure up here to tell the rest of the story. So you'll hear about 30 speakers today and tonight, each for about more or less 15 minutes, depending on how time works out. They all have somewhat different angles on things, and they're all great. I know you'll have a great time. But before I pass it on to Anuradha Mittal, who hosts the first panel, I need to make a couple quick announcements. First one is that we will not have a lunch break. We will have a one-hour dinner break. As you know, you need a separate ticket to get it in for the evening. Most of you, I believe, have those. There will be a couple of short breaks between each panel of 5 or 10 minutes. If you get hungry, just slip out and come back, but no food in the church. There's a food stand that will be outside starting at 11:30. But no food in the church. There are some places you can get food at 17th and P Street. There are also tables upstairs with information from lots of organizations and a bookstore table as well, so check it out when you can, between events or whenever. So